An abundant precipitation event moved through the Midwest over the last 24 to 48 hours, and we're going to continue to see some precipitation move through the eastern Midwest today, but it will not be nearly as significant as that which has occurred in the western parts of the region. We did see widespread precipitation occurring from Kansas and Nebraska and parts of Missouri through a big part of Iowa to Wisconsin, even portions of Michigan and Illinois, all reporting some significant precipitation over the course of the week. And the precipitation was enough to saturate the soil and induce some localized flooding. The majority of the precipitation just maintains a very wet scenario for most of these areas, and it looks like the pattern will continue to occur fairly often as we move forward through the balance of December and into the heart of the winter season. The majority of the greatest precipitation reported over the past few days occurred from north-central sections of Kansas and southeastern Nebraska through the heart of Iowa from southwest to northeast into southwestern portions of Wisconsin. Several areas there reporting 1 to 2, almost 3 inches of rain. In fact, a few counties got more than 3 inches. Another band of significant rains occurred outside of the Midwest and from eastern Texas into the southwestern part of Missouri. Precipitation in the eastern portions of the Midwest was not very significant, and it was a very warm weekend. We saw dry weather in most of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky until this morning, when we did start seeing a little bit of precipitation occurring across the region. Rain at this hour is expected to continue to work its way from the heart of the Midwest into the eastern areas, so most of those areas missed over the weekend. We'll see rainfall later today. We don't expect it to be nearly as significant as that which occurred in the western Corn Belt. In fact, some areas probably won't get more than a half inch of moisture, and that will likely help to limit the amount of runoff potential in some of those areas. The temperatures in the eastern Midwest today will continue to be fairly warm relative to the readings out in the western areas. We'll expect the afternoon temperatures today to run mostly in the 60s and perhaps even some lower 70s from Ohio and southeasternmost Michigan into eastern Kentucky. Now, Michigan won't see temperatures over 70. In fact, the only place we'll see that is probably eastern parts of Ohio and easternmost portions of Kentucky. We'll expect to see the temperatures in the western Corn Belt to be quite a bit chillier today. Highs will be in the 30s and 40s from Nebraska into Iowa and northward into Minnesota and the Dakotas, parts of Wisconsin. The cooler air will work its way further to the southeast as we go forward through the middle and latter part of this week, but not until a new storm system impacts the northern plains and upper Midwest. This will begin to occur this evening and continuing into Wednesday. Snowfall in the parts of the Dakotas and Nebraska could run anywhere from 3 to 7 inches, and there may be some local totals getting upwards close to 10 inches in a few spots. The further east you get into the upper Midwest, the lighter the snowfall will likely be. And we'll expect to see colder air spread from northwest to southeast throughout the Midwest following that event. And the temperatures later this week are expected to be rather cool across many areas. We'll see highs in the northwestern Corn Belt in the teens and 20s, with lows at night in the single digits and teens, and we'll expect the rest of the Midwest to cool down to some 20s and 30s in the north and 30s and lower 40s in the south. That'll be during the coldest day, which will probably be on Friday, and then we'll start seeing temperatures moderate late in the weekend and rise back above average next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.